Thank you so much for being silent. So the condition is so good, so beautiful. You realize today the weather was very different. Before we came, early morning, after I wake up, you can feel the slight drizzle. And as you move to Suyan's house, it's also a little bit, but almost stopping. Then as we travel, when we reach here, it just more or less stop. Then this place is a very special place. Like I said, later on, when you come to understand, you should rejoice. Because I was told this place came about because of one person's vision and determination, faith and sincerity. His brother Lim, just now you saw the simple brother Lim. Some of you, I think, received by him when we came in. Early morning, already waiting for us. So, whatever you see for those who came for the first time, and later on after this puja, we will take you on a tour of the whole place. Then you make your own conclusion. Is it possible for a single person to bring about such great way place? I used to tell the previous Kalamata group when we came, this is even better than the normal monastery that you used to see, a lot better. And it's not easy. It needs a lot of faith, a lot of hard work, a lot of patience, a lot of understanding to do all these things. So like I said, different people play different roles when they come to the sasana. So for us, we play also our role. We have the affinity condition, we will play our role too. So today is a very auspicious, unique day, because it coincides with many things. First of all, we have this condition to do a very simple but very significant puja. Like I mentioned just now, Padmasuri and Tiyun, the husband, the family, they were very kind, very sincere. She go and do the flower arrangement. She arranged actually 4 sets. Then I told her, very good, bring 2. The other 2 later when, if the Buddha Rupang is been offered and delivered to Brother Suyan's house, we will have a very simple puja there too. To officially accept the offering and receive the Buddha Rupang. Then, like I explained earlier on, this Buddha Rupang come because of special condition. That place I already knew because I've been sharing and teaching at Suyan's place for the past 5 years. And that place is already very beautiful. The only thing it lacks is a solid Buddha Rupang, either make of marble or granite or jade or whatever, that can retain that type of wisdom energy that we have there, the vibration and all things. So the condition came when we were here on the first visit, I think about a month ago. I'm not very sure. So when it happened, there was a lot of joy all over. And we sense it. So that's why Brother Lim offered the Buddha Rupang. Then I said the best place is to have it at Suyan's house. So I contacted Suyan, Mifok, seek their consent. Then we agree to accept, and we thank Brother Lim for the very, very kind and sincere offer. So that was the history behind. So today, what I would like to share with you is, when you have such great condition, we should appreciate and we should rejoice. And you are not here by chance. You are here because there are conditions for you to be here. You can look at altar. You can look at all this place. For those who know how to feel energy and you know how to silence your mind, you will know this place is very different. The stillness energy, the silence is very strong. Just now, outside there, Brother Song already told me, he said, Brother Teo, this place is different. Very quiet. The energy is very strong. Those who can silence their mind, they will feel. Then later on, as we tour the place, there are many, many places. They even have the Guan Yin pool with the Sing Jing Heart Sutta. That's why all this is not a coincidence. We are going to Anandagiri soon, next month. And there we will do the consecration of Guan Yin Bodhisattva, Maitreya, and Sakyamuni Buddha. Then here we have the condition to see this very, very unique way place where you have this Guan Yin Bodhisattva manifesting in the form of a very beautiful Rupang plus the Heart Sutta. Then according to Brother Lim during our first visit, Theravada tradition, they seldom believe in Guan Yin and Asana. But he said Guan Yin wants to be here. That's why Guan Yin is here. And he was given instruction to do it up and all those things. And we also have a few very unique feature. The stupa is the most center, strategic and beautiful place of this place. Then next to the stupa is Maitreya Buddha. So like I share with you in the Thursday class, Tuesday class, and Sunday class, this is the era of Sakyamuni. The sasana is still there. Then just now as we travel here, Michael Lu was asking me, he said, he heard, we are very lucky because he said, for 5,000 years the sasana will be there in the center. And we are still within the sasana, and he was told these are the best condition for enlightenment. We can be enlightened during the sasana very easily if you have the faith, the sincerity, and you diligently cultivate. I said yes, but there was one thing that I told him. I said, because the Buddha later on he admitted the Bhikkhuni order. You remember? It was because the stepmother, the mother sister that care for him, the group of ladies who wants to become bhikkhuni, they went and appealed to him. So finally, Sakyamuni agreed. So according to the sutta, Sakyamuni at first was reluctant because not to say he prejudiced against lady Anasana. Anybody know why he initially hesitated? Anybody? Something like that. But actually, what he foresee was the sasana will be shortened by 500 years. Understand? The sasana will be shortened by 500 years. Instead of 5,000, it will be left with 4,005. But he made the decision because the condition that time was appropriate. Because sometimes sasana too long also no use, understand? People take for granted. This is still got time, another 500 years to go. And now 2,600 years already. If you think 5,000, you think got 2,400, still long time. Then you hope, you make aspiration to be keep on born as human being and Buddhist, come back to the sasana. I tell you, it's not for you to decide unless your nature is very different. If your nature is very different, you don't need to make that type of aspiration. So if you don't have that nature, means you better make full use of whatever condition that has arisen. So this is the part that I want to share. Means appreciate your good blessings, your good karma, your good wholesomeness that had brought about the condition for you to be here, to receive all these things, and to have the opportunity and condition to understand the Dhamma. So you only need to follow the advice of the Buddha, strive on with heedfulness, and make full use of it, so that you won't regret. Otherwise, if you miss this window, like I always said, it's going to be a very, very long, long time before you have another chance or another window of the nature. Then for today, we should make full use of our time while we are here during this visit to gather more and more wholesomeness. So this pre-puja and Dhamma sharing and later on some meditation and post-puja sharing is already very wholesome. There's a lot of rejoicing going on. Actually, they waited for this. You look at some of the photo at the back. You saw it. What do you see? Sujata offered mock rice to the Bodhisattva before he became enlightened. After he became enlightened, he delivered the first sermon, Dhammacakka Pavattana Sutta, to the five ascetic. Saw that? Then you see that one lying down. Brother Song, you better look. That's why I say that is the best posture to meditate. And now you understand. That's why after what happened to him recently, he come and tell me, Bhatio, I found the sitting posture not so good. Now I like to lie down like that. That is the real meditation. Understand? This is the most natural, relaxed posture. Everything will move. But the Buddha would want to teach because you will sleep and snore. That's why it's not for people who are still not trained. It's only when you are trained you can do that lying down meditation, sleeping meditation. That's why people don't understand. They say, Brother, do you encourage sleeping meditation? So when people cannot understand, they will say that. But you look at the Satipatthana Sutta, Kaya Nupasana. After Anapanasati, what do you do? You cultivate what? Mindfulness of the four posture. These are your meditative posture. Then why you think lying down, sleeping meditation is not a meditation? It is a meditation, but it's not taught because very few people can do it. When I was in Wat Pan Anachat a few years back, I remember Sri Panyo, you remember? Ananda Krishna's son. He was a very good monk. We had the privilege and condition to be there, and he took us around. And he was so kind, he talked to us, spent a lot of time with us. They invite us to the sala and do the meditation. So that time I was with quite a big group of Kailamita at that time. Then somebody asked him, Achan, can we do lying down meditation? He laughed. He smiled. He said, can do it in your quarters, he said. Because you do in sala, people don't understand. Then he added in this word, you can do this, you must be very advanced. So people who know, they understand. So we should all rejoice with all the condition that we have and make full use of it. We say sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then for those who are observant, as you come in, you saw some statue, isn't it? What is the most prominent one? What is the most prominent one? You all didn't see the Kuan Yin at the side there. Very beautiful. I rejoice. You see, just now I mentioned, this is the sasana of Sakyamuni and Sana. But this is the era of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and Maitreya Buddha. They are the two great beings that support the sasana now. Very powerful. You can see them coming up. That's why Anandagiri, you will see them. Here, you will see them. You will see more and more of the center having these two great beings coming up. But this is their era. And they have a great impact on me too, this line. In 1986, I used to tell some of the Kainamita who knows, I received a message from Kuan Yin. Then I moved. According to that message and advice, I moved. Then after that, many things happened. The next 3 years was very, very beautiful and fantastic. Then after that, another 3 years. And then after that, I got no more teacher, no more guide, until today. Then the year 2008, very strange. All of a sudden, Maitreya came with an appeal to me to do something. And I was full of gratitude and joy. I said, you are the Sama Sambuddha and Sana. You don't have to request. You just have to instruct. I will do. That's why all this happened. Otherwise, I wouldn't go to Subang, I tell you. It's because of Maitreya. You all should thank him. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. If he don't make that request, I will stuck on to what I do. And because of that request, many things happen after that. So, for today, again, make full use of your condition. So, this short sharing is to give you faith. Remember, cultivation is about spiritual faculty to develop the wisdom. Spiritual faculty will make you heedful, understand? Overcome the hindrance of mind. So meditation is not about fighting or controlling and suppressing the hindrance of mind. Meditation is about understanding what is required. The Buddha always said, without the spiritual faculty, your mind is very weak. The hindrance are very powerful. So you just cultivate the spiritual faculty through your puja, your daily religious routine, your daily mindfulness. Reflect, contemplate, and develop the very strong sadha virya. Then pay respect mindfully and meditate diligently to stabilize your sati so that samadhi will arise. With sati and samadhi, your mind is heedful, aware. You can see things as they are. You can awaken to the truth and the reality. Then wisdom will arise, the last spiritual faculty. And with that, the factors of enlightenment will be there. Then the hindrance will cease. Then you will be heedful throughout the day. Then your daily mindfulness will not be a problem. That's why meditation will be very simple if you know. The only thing you need to do is to diligently cultivate the spiritual faculty, sadha virya, leading the sati, samadhi, and panya. Then after that, like the Buddha said, the moment you have the spiritual faculty, you become heedful. The heedful never die. You are destined for enlightenment. Okay, so with this sharing, we will have about 10 to 15 minutes of meditation, silent meditation. So now I will off the mic, then you can have your meditation. I didn't bring the bell, so what I do is I will on this. Oh, see, Mifon, thank you so much. She has brought something. Oh, good. We got this bell too. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Wow, everything fall into place. I wanted to bring the bell, then I said, I cannot be carrying the bell. Sadhu, sadhu. I know how to use. Oh, Ming Chen Sifu, I know. You can tap, tap, tap. Wow, sadhu. Afterwards, we will do the Heart Sutta chanting at the Guan Yin Pond there, with the Xing Jing. So, very good. So, today, it seems more than fulfilled. Everything is in place. Kayanamita know what to do. Actually, I didn't plan anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't even know about this place. Because last time, first visit, we didn't come here. And just now, when we came in, because we were the first group, I told Michael, we park here because space a lot. Then I saw you all turning there. Then we said, they will come back. That's why you all came back. Then when we came in, because Michael Lu and the wife, they brought something to offer Buddha, to the Buddha. So Brother Lim very happily brought this table in. Then only I knew there is an altar inside here. Then I saw the image. I saw Kuan Yin. Then I was attracted, drawn. So I came in. Then when I saw, I knew this is the condition meant to be. We will have to have all this. So now you meditate for 15 minutes. Okay, silence your mind. Then I will ring the bell.